I'm joined once again by new Spartans assistant manager Neil Irvine. Now, Neil, a lot of people will have seen you around the East of Scotland scene, but perhaps know you under the name of Zorro.
That's correct.
Where does that come from?
Oh, there's a few rumours, but the real story is I'm a keen golfer, and it was about 15 years ago. There was a group of us on Baverton Golf Course. I remember the tee, it was on the seventh tee, and my good friend Mike Lane christened me Zorro after I've got a very fast backswing, and they described my driver as a flashing blade. So it started then, and it just quickly grew and grew and grew. Even my work colleagues call me it. My dad sometimes even refers to me as Zorro, so it's stuck. So that's the true story.
So what can Spartans fans then expect going forward under the leadership of Dougie and yourself?
Committed players, winners, players that you can see developing all the time, technically getting better, good game know-how, very fit, and enjoying their football and playing with confidence and with a good shape and system and discipline as well. So there's lots of characteristics that we want to build on that we're already there with these players. They're a good bunch of players. We just want to get that extra 10, 15% and that hunger back in them.
And I'm sure you'd like to have your own influence, the two of you, on the team as well. What sort of players should the fans expect to see coming in over the summer and beyond?
Okay, we'll be looking for definitely talented players, but players with potential as well, players that we can sort of groom and work with, and people that we have identified that are good young players that have got that hunger and desire to play to be the best they can possibly be. They want to learn. We want people in that dressing room that have good values, good characteristics. We're not going to bring any bad eggs into that dressing room. And, we're looking to, help players progress their careers.
Now, we often hear about Spartans players being linked with move to SFL sides. Mm-hmm. Not surprising, given that some of the performances, the Dean Hoskins, the Omer Kaders, in the past we've seen the Ross Campbell step up, we've seen the Kevin Motions, great success stories. Do you think we'll see a lot of activity over the transfer window? Again, touching on the point you're saying about bringing in young players and the focus being on growing for the future. Mm-hmm. Can the Spartans fans expect to see quite a lot of players coming and going?
When I say young players, we're just talking about, it could be boys in their early 20s. I mean, age doesn't come into us. But what we won't be doing is signing players that are, maybe at the end of their careers. We're looking to establish and grow a talented team there that are capable of taking Spartans when this pyramid system is introduced into, the Scottish third division. So, yes, we'll be working with the existing squad. And when we feel it appropriate, we'll be bringing in one or two fresh faces. But if these players then, we develop them so far and they then get snapped up by senior clubs. Again, my opinion, that's our job done.
So what's the target then for the team next season? Obviously, we've just come out of a season where not a single trophy won, Stirling University very much emerging as the team to beat. What will be you and Dougie's target for the team this year?
We want to have a good run in the Scottish Cup. Dougie's got one or two targets that he's been sitting there telling the players, which some of them will remain within that dressing room for obvious reasons at this stage. But we've got big ambitions this season. We want to get a good footballing side on the park, going to be competitive, they're going to be fit, and they're going to be enjoying their football, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you for joining me, Neil, and I wish you all the best for the season ahead.
Thank you very much, Cameron.